Welcome to Mr. Bexfort's Literary Podcast. Welcome to the Act 2 Quote Preparation Quiz Podcast. This is a few key quotes from Act 2 that I would like to make sure that students are familiar with for the quiz that's going to take place on Thursday, February 4th. We're just going to start at the very beginning of Act 2 and talk about some quotes that are important. Number one is at the very beginning when Mercutio is saying, "I conjure thee by Rosalind's bright eye, by her high forehead and her scarlet lip." This quote is an important one in terms of setting up Mercutio as being a comic character in this circumstance, and also why he is calling to Romeo and how he's trying to figure it out. Some of the other quotes from this act, we're going to move on to scene two, which is the balcony scene. The entire balcony scene is pretty memorable, but we're going to focus on Romeo's speeches mostly, but soft, what light through yonder window breaks, it is the east and Juliet the sun. That entire speech is well worth its time. Juliet's speech, where she asks, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet," which we talked about in class quite extensively. Moving on further in that scene, you see three separate exit attempts by Romeo or Juliet before they finally succeed. The first attempt, each of the times they depart, are interesting and memorable quotes, things to remember. So look at each of those three examples, and I'll let you look those up. The final exit is the most memorable, although the other ones have fabulous quotes as well. Moving on to the next scene where Friar Lawrence and Romeo are speaking. Friar Lawrence talks about where young men's love lies. Not in their hearts, but in their eyes. Good quote for explaining the love that Romeo feels. Friar Lawrence also agrees to the marriage by talking about, "This alliance may so happy prove to turn your household's rancor to pure love." Scene 4, we see a great summary of what Tybalt has sent to Romeo in form of a letter, and then Mercutio describing Tybalt's abilities as a swordsman. That entire speech is well worth making sure you're familiar with. Then Romeo's description of Mercutio later in the scene, where Romeo describes Mercutio as a gentleman nurse that loves to hear himself talk and will speak more in a minute than he will stand to in a month. That's a great description of Mercutio. If you could describe even further, that'd be even better. The nurse asks Romeo later on in that scene if his man is secret, two may keep secrets, putting one away. If only, if two people know a secret, it's better if one of them is dead. Scene 5 gets into quote by Juliet, where she describes old people, which we just did on Wednesday, so I won't go into that. You can find that one yourself. Scene 6, we see some great foreshadowing by Romeo, which we talked about in class. And then finally, the last really significant quote is Juliet talking about how worthy and how wealthy she is due to her love. "They are but beggars that can count their worth. My true love is grown to such excess I cannot sum up some of half my wealth." Those are some of the key quotes from Act 2. And so kind of look through this act and pay attention to those specifically. It is out of those that I have chosen the quiz quotes. Please come see me in the morning if you have any questions. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Unfortunately, I'm not staying after school on Wednesday, but I'll be back in first thing in the morning a little early on Thursday to answer questions. We'll also be beginning Act 3. So read ahead, see if you're interested in any parts coming up in Act 3. There's some great stuff that happens. I look forward to seeing you in class, and I will talk to you soon.